from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that's here. Like, you know, I'm here to keep you company. If you're new, you kind of don't. This is interesting. If you're a regular listener, what's up? You know why you're here. You're here for your boar bud. But if you're a new listener, you may know why you're here, but pretty soon you'll be asking yourself, where am I and what am I doing here? But I want to tell you right now, I'm so glad you're here. As confusing and as meandering as that is, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And I want you to know, if you have any extra needs right now for self-care or mental health, there's links in our show notes. You can find those right in your podcast app. And if you want to support the Black members of our community, because Black Lives Matter, you're looking for resources to get started, being a part of the solution, there's links to organizations in the show notes. So check both those out. And if you're a regular listener, remember, Sleep With Me exists because of you. So when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, think about it. Think about supporting the show or the sponsors, because these are the ways we're able to bring this podcast twice a week for free. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is where I kind of talk about support for the show. You've probably been hearing me, but here's the thing. I'm only trying to get this message out to 1 out of 100 people. Like, if you're that 1 out of 100 people, you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. You get a lot out of the show. You listen to it on a regular basis. It makes your life better. That's 100 people, right? 100 regular listeners. I need one of you. Are you that one person who's willing to support the show right now? Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or set an alarm or a reminder right now to do it tomorrow. I don't know. Are you that? Think about it, if you're that one person or not. And then if you are, I'm going to pause for a second and give you a second to do one of those three things. Because if you're that one person who's going to take action, you have the power to change the trajectory of the show, like the future of Sleep With Me in 2025 for you and 99 other people. It's kind of like you're getting insurance for your sleep and your, you know, peace of mind at bedtime. You're supporting your boyfriend, but you're also supporting it for the other 99 people. So you might support the show for that if you're that one person. You might be that one person who wants more. You want all intro episodes. You want all night episodes. You want cool bonus episodes. You want ad-free episodes. But I hope you're that one person out of 99. If there's 99 people that are like, no way, not interested, somebody else will do it, that's fine. I just need one person. So are you that one person who's willing to support the show? If you are, right now or tomorrow, set a reminder and go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to support the show, don't worry about it. I'm on it. Your boyfriend is working on it. And we're here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And thank you so much for counting on us to do that for you on a regular basis. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin-D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin-D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The one part of the podcast I need you to hear is where I pop my peas, if you please, and get mixed up. I wanted to thank Christina, who supported Helix, shared a Helix unboxing video in Christina's Instagram story. Thank you so much. If you get a new bed, those unboxing videos are amazing. And if you want to be on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, if you support a sponsor like Helix, get a brand new mattress from Helix Sleep, let me know about it like Christina did, and I can try to a thank you here in the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you need extra help right now, there's links to organizations you can connect with right now in our show notes. If you want to be a part of change, if you want to say Black Lives Matter with your actions, there's also links to organizations so you could support the members of our community being a part of positive change. Third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support. You know, I support other sleep podcasters, especially the one made by my good friend Harris, and that's Sleep Whispers, Gentle Whispering. You got Whisperpedia. Have you listened to Sleep Whispers yet? I give you one more reason. There's going to be a link to Sleep Whispers podcast in our show notes. It's Sleep Whispers. It's an amazing podcast made by an amazing person, but I'm also on the Sleep Whispers website wearing my purple Sleep Whispers t-shirt, making goofy faces. So at least it's worth it to go over there, check out those pictures, and then subscribe. Gives you another sleep podcast to listen to when you need it. That's Sleep Whispers. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story.
Personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you could find me. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, so things on your mind. It could be, you know, they could be pop-up thoughts or like lean in. What about slide? Those are slide-in thoughts. Like this one, there's this is another thing from like 2018, sliding in your DMs. But those thoughts, they do slide right in. They say, hey, what up? I want you to give me some attention right now. I'm back from 12 years ago, or I'm from what I anticipate the future will be, even though I've never been accurate in any of my predictions, except when I post-predict. Post-predictors, that's another thing that keeps me up at night. It says, see, I told you so. And you say, well, no, actually, when you told me about this, you said it was going to be like this, this, and this, and then that, and then this. So you were actually only right about this, that at some point in my future, things wouldn't be super easy. You were right about that, I guess. Yep, see, I told you so. You say, could you slide? So it's hard. So thoughts, feelings, physical sensations is what I was going to say. But it can be hard when those things slide in there because you can't just slide them back out. Unfortunately, it's like they slid down some sort of slippery ramp. And they're also, they have a lot of mass. So you see, oh, I'm going to push you right. I'm going to slide you right out of here. You say, well, it's uphill. It's slippery. And it might not look like I have I've got a lot of mass, so moving me is not going to be easy. So why don't you just let me sit here and talk to you about the stuff I was going to told you so about. So whatever it is that's keeping you awake, could be one of those things. Obviously, you know what it is for me because you see, Scooch, you never described it that way, but you really got it down. But it could also be like a version of that that's more feeling based or physical sensations. And it could be something else. Sometimes it's just the old baffling, like you say, what the heck? Why can't I fall asleep? Or, you know, something specific. Whatever it is, I'm here to try to take your mind off that and keep you company while you fall asleep. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside things. I'm going to smooth that. Unfortunately, I guess I decide, like the safe place already had these ramps with the sliders in there. I don't know who greased them up. They greased up the old ramps and the sliders, but I wish they didn't. But I got a nice safe place, and I'm just going to distract you from that. So it's almost like we're in a giant safe place. Right now, I'm picturing a warehouse, which is normally not a giant one, because I was just trying to think of where else there would be big ramps where imaginary DM told you so or slide-inners would be existing. And I would want to point out in a positive way, it is really smooth when you slide that way. It looks really good, but I'm just trying to go to bed. But don't worry, there's plenty of space, and it's cozy. I have cozy places in this giant building. Technically, it's not a warehouse. I just called it that to try to be illustrative. It's a safe place, and it's not. It's like an industrial. It's an industrial. We've rezoned it. It was once an industrial building. You know, now it's a safe, that's like, So what was I talking about? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to create a safe place. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic, go like way off topic and get mixed up. And extra words, that's another thing. So if you're a new listener, I'm glad you're here. If you're a regular listener, I'm so happy to have you back. Thank you so much. But if you're new, I do like to take some time to give you some information. A couple of things to know. Usually they start off differently, but I'll let you know structure of the show is different right up front. So this podcast starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. So hopefully you feel seen and welcome. Then there's a business. That's how we're able to get you this podcast twice a week. So that is about 2 to 4 or 6 minutes. I don't know. It just depends on how successful it's going. And then there's the intro. So around from 6 minutes to about 22 minutes is the intro of the show. And for particularly for new people, they say, wait, there's business and then there's an intro. That doesn't sound, and I'd say, well, it's all part of the process. But you, when you first get here, you say, wait a second. So you'll kind of see the whole idea of the intro. The reason the intro goes like for about 15 to 20 minutes is that it gives you a way to slide into bedtime without sliding or the greasy stuff that I earlier described. I'd like, you know, I usually say ease into bedtime, but I said, well, I'm talking about sliding. And hopefully, just like that song, whoever sang it, I don't know if it was Garfunkel and Simon or Simon and Garfunkel, but like Slip Sliding Away. Could have been one of them solo, or it could have been somebody else. But hopefully I have whatever's keeping you awake, Slip Sliding Away. And you say, wait a second, we could... What if we reverse things? You're right. What if we put the safe place up above the ramps? And then the people that slid into the DMs, they would have to climb up the ramp, which would be really hard. Wow. We already talk about solving problems together. Thank you, new listener. But so the long intro is, it eases you into bedtime. So some regular listeners, they like start it before they get into bed. Some start it in bed. Some listen during the day for distraction. And it's totally okay to skip it. Like 2% of people start the show around between 20 and 22 minutes. But for most people, that's just part of their bedtime routine. And for a new listener, it kind of gives you an idea of the nonsense that is going to be going on throughout this podcast. But when you first listen, you say, wait a second, I don't understand this. So another thing to remind you is to kind of listen to this podcast loosely. Like, don't pay too much attention or don't kind of wait for it to get started. I mean, at first you will, naturally. But if one part of you can hold it loosely and just imagine that DM slide and told you so, or in now we're in an enviable position. We're up past a ramp, but you say, well, no one will ever slide into my DMs again. And this will be a tech conference in 2028. They say, well, how'd you figure that out? How did you get people from start to stop sliding in their DMs? They say, well, you shut it off. And they say, no, but what was this other way? You said you used physics. And I say, oh, yeah, what we did was we took the inbox and we put it higher than the... So it became impossible to, well, nothing would get in the inbox at that point, unfortunately, unless, you know, they had like you had to go get it, like, yeah. So it didn't work out as it intended, but basically just, oh, unless you had a pulley, we used a pulley based system for messages you thought you wanted. But otherwise it was a greased ramp. Is that in the internet, you know, the architecture of things? Yeah, it's in the architecture of stuff. Yeah, we greased up a ramp and then we put the inbox up above it instead of down below it. So you could no longer slide in anywhere. Oh, okay. Did you code it yourself? And I say, I coded the ramp with different greasy things. I used 10-in-1 oil. And like a bunch of different other stuff. Okay. Oh, so I got to get back to the new listener though. Sorry about that. I was basking in my future dreams of, I don't like speaking anyway. So I don't think that okay. So give it a few tries. That's what I said. Most listeners say it took 2 or 3 tries to get used to this fact that the podcast is pretty weird. So if you want, give it a few tries. Because hopefully it'll help, but it rarely helps anybody on their first listen. Though it does. I mean, maybe like 20% of people say it worked great right away. And I said, well, that's because you share some of these. We have direct sharing of like some of this stuff. Like you also have probably have a told you so or in your brain. So I would say great. But then I say, well, if you got a told you so or anything like mine. So anyway, so that's another thing. Though. So after the intro is business, then there'll be a kind of story like thing. We call it real time recipes around here, these parts. And I'll run through some things I've cooked recently and go shopping and stuff like that. So that's right. Okay. And then, oh yeah. And then at the end of the show are some thank yous and good nights. So that's a structured show. The other thing you might want to know is that this podcast doesn't really put you to sleep. It keeps you company while you fall asleep. You know, there's more and more sleep audio every single day, it feels like. And a lot of that stuff is like, oh, we'll put you to sleep or this kind of thing. The sleep in me, it keeps you company and you fall asleep. I'm here keeping you company even after you fall asleep for most people. But if you can't sleep, I want to tell you, I'm going to be here keeping you company as well. So if you're in a situation where you can't sleep, maybe it's just because it's warm out or maybe it's something else or maybe you just need something to listen to late at night. Or during the day, or early in the morning, whatever it is, I'm here for you. And I'll be here to the very end of this podcast to keep you company. But for most of you, what that means is I'll be here keeping you company while you're already falling asleep. That's what a boyfriend does. It's part of the boyfriend code, which thus far I haven't thought of. Maybe that'll be an episode I'll record. But the boyfriend code, greasing ramps that have, you know, imaginary ramps in this one situation and labeling them properly for other situations that say, warning, if you're not a DM sliding told you so, or this is a greasy ramp. So like, that's what this, all this tape is for. And these bells and these, you know, all that stuff go around or use this sled and say, wee, whoopity wee. Or if you're on your way back up, we got a pulley we designed and also a block and tackle, maybe, probably a pulley and a block and tackle because I don't think I ever took physics. I remember they had it at my high school, but it might've been just one. I was not at, like, I got into the old track at seventh grade. They said, well, this kid's got some, his potential is interesting. That's the track they put me in. Potential? Interesting. Back then they said, So that's what probably one of the reasons I didn't take physics. Maybe it was optional, though. I can't believe I would have missed out. I remember my friends telling me, and the physics teacher was cool, but whatever. Maybe it was elective. I don't know. So anyway, back enough about me. So if you can't sleep, I'll be here to the very end. But for most of you, I'm going to be here keeping you company as you drift off or when you wake up and you need company. So those are the other things. The reason I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you can get some rest, whether it's this podcast or one of the other sleep audios or sleep podcasts out there. Whatever it is, I'm here to keep you company. So, yeah, I think that's it. Whatever it is, I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff. And I got mixed up. I totally, my mind just blanked. That's like, now I'm trying to picture that greasy ramp, or slippery ramp, slip sliding away. Oh, you deserve a good night's sleep because if you're rested, the world's going to be a better place. Even if it's just your world, you might say, oh, it matters to me. If your world's a better place. And we know now, you know, that it matters to the world. Like, it'll put a little bit more positivity in there. And part of the reason I care is because I've been there. I know how it feels in the deep, dark night, tossing, turning, mind racing, told you sewing. You say, you say, like, I don't know what auto thingamajig that is, but yeah, I've self-shooted. Oh boy, if I told myself so. Another autobiography, probably. I told so. Instead of you, I told you so. I told you so. I told I so. You told I so, I so. No, I told I so. I'm sorry, what? It doesn't even, can't even make a joke out of it. It makes so little sense. So anyway, that's the main things you need to know if you're new. Give it a few tries. I really hope it can help. But those of you that are regular listeners, I have great love for you. And I really hope the podcast can keep helping you for as long as you need it. And thank you for being there for me. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm always trying. And I think the main thing that connects us here is the deep, dark night. And I know it's not easy out there. So if you're here on a regular basis or if you're new, I work very hard. I yearn and I strive because I really want to help you this podcast. I really want to help you fall asleep with this podcast. Thanks so much for coming by. And here's a couple ways we're able to bring you this podcast twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's Scoots here, and I'm going to take you on a little journey. It's time for a real-time recipe episode, and the recipe we're going to be using, or one of them, is made by a moderator of the listener Facebook group, a friend of mine, Stacy, and I'm going to have links to Stacy's Instagram and Stacy's podcast, all the things Stacy is working on. Because it's really an honor to share. And also, I got to repurpose this recipe. So we're going to do it three different ways. But first, I want to take you on a little walk. Hey, it's good to see you. It's time to make a breakfast. I guess technically brunch. Thanks for meeting me here under this lovely tree. And you see, well, don't we usually meet at your apartment or at the grocery store? And I see, yeah, tonight we're going to do stuff a little bit different because it's not nighttime, it's daytime. And yeah, it's nice standing under this tree. You know, there's no leaves on the tree because it's wintertime. But oh boy, is that a nice tree. Do I love this tree? L-O-V-E-T-R-E-E. No, I never heard that before. I don't have any odes for this tree, but it's a tree near you and me. Let's start walking here. We're walking down this street of mine, and it's important for me to take a walk with you. One, because we're going to order our food or our ingredients, even though they're already ordered. You know, this is the magic of podcasting. and because we just the time period we're in, but also like you see, okay, fair enough. When was the last time I was at TJ's? I actually have no idea. I'm trying to think, honestly. I know I've been there. There was one day. Well, here's what happened. The last time I wanted to go. I said to myself, okay, I'm going to get up early and go. Is that when it happened? Or is that the second time? Was that two times ago? I definitely haven't been in 21. And it was, I think before the holidays in 2020, I went, I tried to get an early start. Maybe I'm picture. I can see myself in there. Okay. Oh, so don't worry. I can see myself there. Maybe it was between the holidays. I don't know. I know I went there before Thanksgiving. I think that was the time I actually got there when it opened, but it was raining and I waited in line to go in. I guess I'm still taking it there. My goal was to get something to have. No, this was, no, okay, this was between Thanksgiving and Christmas because I said, okay, let me figure out what we're going to have for a Christmas meal or a Christmas Eve meal. And they had that, I've talked about it before, a pancetta wrapped pork roast, and that was pretty good, but they didn't have that, and they actually didn't have anything that I could prepare. So I think I made pot roast, which is, you know, pot roast in the Instapot is an easy, tasty dish. I had the roast to put in the pot, the Instapot roast, though it's not instant, it takes a while. Or maybe pork shoulder. Those are the two things I make in the Instapot that would be considered holiday style meals. But I went there for that. So that was the last time I was there that I remember. And I got Cruciferous Crunch for Koa. What else did I get while I was there? Coffee. I didn't get enough coffee. And that's one of the things I miss the most is there are two coffees that I drink so much. French roast and the French vanilla, dormez-vous, right? It's like coucou 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 coucou. Sorry, that was an accident. I didn't mean to put in it that much. That was a natural stutter. Mrs. Robinson, let me tell you how much of the coffee that I love from there. I have replaced it. Unfortunately, I've had to go to the big box grocery store just because I don't have time to be in line. But now, so I'm virtually taking you there through this magical app we call a podcast app as we walk together on the sidewalk. We're just passing what would be known as Christmas Tree Lane, you know, but we're in 2021 now. And it's important. Trust me, this walk is important. My oven's preheating. Someone's monitoring it, though. I did not turn the oven on and leave the house alone. And no, Koa's not the oven monitor. Though that would be good. Probably not. You say, Koa, can you bark if the oven needs to be shut off? And you have an oven that shuts off with a certain dog bark. You know, that's certain to work out so well. Okay, where were we? Oh, the last time I was at TJ's, last two times, maybe one memory combined. Oh, I got, what's that called? The Kringle, almond Kringle. They had that one of the last two times I was there. So I got that. Was this a Trader Joe's review podcast? I guess part of it is. So I definitely got that, probably whole milk mozzarella because I used that to make pizza on Fridays. What else would I have got while I was there? Maybe pizza crust. And they have this, I talked about it too, maybe. They have this pre-baked pizza crust. Not like a traditional round pizza. They're rectangular that I enjoy. Probably got tomatoes, of course, and broccoli for my puppy Pukoa. Onions. I try to always buy onions and garlic. One of the two trips I got, the Trader Joe's JoJo ice cream, because I said, well, I should get that. Oh, this is something, I mean, it's out of season now, and you may have heard me say this before, but maybe I haven't said it publicly. My body does not, or Trader Joe's eggnog and my body do not agree with one another. and like either one, light or regular. And I'm not sure which the ingredient. Every year I say, let me line up the ingredients with Trader Joe's. And they're not the lone offender. There is a couple, one or two other ones that, of course, I didn't remember that say, they give me a little tummy poo. No other ones don't. I don't know if it's Kurgijian goop or Carnubawax, it might be. Essence of Xanthan is another one. I say, which one of those are the ones my tummy poo doesn't like? So these are some of my memories of Trader Joe's. You see, that's like an ode to 2020. Remember when I would frolic in these aisles? I mean, now it's a little bit more efficient, and I don't know if we have the data to back up which takes longer. But I just waiting outside, just not for me to go in. It just make like I'm not engaged with grocery purchasing. And then I'm like, well, I should be working on the podcast. So I can't do it. And I think I shared this with you. This was a long time ago, probably in the summer, but I was in line waiting to go to Trader Joe's. I was listening to a podcast and I was wearing a Bright Sessions podcast t-shirt from the famous Lauren Shippen podcast, The Bright Sessions, which if you haven't listened to it, you should listen to. Have you listened to it? Okay, well, listen to it again. Or, yeah, put it, why don't you listen to it in a different podcast app just to see, enjoy it once more? But so standing there in line, and, you know, I tend to be pretty cranky, and this gentleman kept looking at me. And I said, that gentleman seems to be looking at me. And then I said, Scoots, it's only in your imagination. And I said, well, I don't know. It keeps looking at me. Maybe it's something like my purple bandana. Maybe it's my hair. But I'm pretty sure he's looking at me. I said, no, he's not looking at you. It's all in your mind. And then he couldn't take it anymore. And he was looking at me. He came up to me and he held up his phone at a distance and showed me that he was listening to the Bright Sessions while I was standing in line with the Bright Sessions t-shirt. Small world? I don't know. But pretty cool. Great news for podcasting. That's the kind of stuff that podcasters would kick our heels about, because you say, okay, wow. Because believe it or not, only 1 out of 5 people regularly listen to podcasts. And I always say, man, I feel bad for all those people that are missing out on all this good stuff. So those are some thoughts I had. Let's see, what else? The last time I was at Trader Joe's, you're trying to get me to tell you more. I'm trying to not buy any treats or anything because I got to do a calling of my cabinets at some point. What else? I'm picturing myself there. I don't think I bought anything new, though. I'm trying to think if they had anything new. One thing in the last like 12 to 16 months that I bought there a few times. And this is, you know, an allergen for some people, but a peanut butter powder or peanut butter flour, which I use in smoothies. And that is, holy moly, good. I never just thought of it. I could use it in one of these recipes I'm talking about tonight. But, yeah, that's just another thing that I was thinking about is peanut butter. I don't know, whatever I was talking about, peanut butter powder. Peanut butter powder. It does sound nice, but I've bought that a couple times in the last year. I know it's been a while since we've cooked together. It just, I don't know. I needed some time. But that brings up the first two ingredients that we need. If we were at TJ's, we'd have an 80% chance of getting these two ingredients. I know one of them would be like in the high 90s, and that's almond flour. So we need almond flour, and we need coconut flour, which I say, I don't know if they probably have that. It sounds like something they could have at Trader Joe's. But, you know, I didn't purchase either one of those there. I purchased them, I don't know where I got them from. I mean, one of the, it was either delivered or I went to the, like, big box grocery store. Oh, I dream of having Wegmans out here. Even though I worked for Wegmans and it didn't work out, that's, like, the most popular big grocery store. And I don't think it started in Syracuse. I think it started in Rochester, but that was a big one in Syracuse. And I told you that story, right, how I be careful what, like, learn to listen to the people that have your best interests at heart and not for the glamour. But back in the day when I was just a lad, you could get a job. I'm pretty sure at 14 or 15. Like, if you got a job when you were 14 or 15, you were very limited in how many hours you could work and the time you had to stop working. I'm not sure if it was 14 or 15. It was definitely pre-16. And, the easiest place to get a job, not the easiest, but one of the common places to get a job was Wegmans. And kids that were older than you worked there. I guess I was in seventh grade. I want to see. Yeah. So maybe I was in eighth grade. I don't know. Maybe I was in ninth grade. I don't know. But one of those years I got a job at Wegmans along with a large number of my friends. Here's a fact I haven't shared, and I feel bad about this. So when I got the job, you have to go for your training or a couple different kinds of training. Some of which is in person, but some of which was at some sort of remote location. I didn't have a car, and my family was unable to drive me, and no one was there. So I was home by myself the night before, and I didn't do anything. This was before I got wild. This was when I was just eighth grade or ninth grade. I think it was the summer between eighth grade and ninth grade. No, it's definitely. I don't know. But so, not important. But one of the people that got a job I went to middle school with, so maybe I was a freshman in high school, or maybe I was almost going to be a sophomore, so I would have been 15. But she had a car, so she was older than me, I guess, because she had a car. So maybe I was 15 and she was 16, and there was one other person, and we said, we'll meet at the Wegmans we're working, we got our job at, and she would drive us to, which was like about a 20-minute walk from my house, and we were supposed to meet there at 8, and I rarely oversleep, and I, for some reason, the alarm I set didn't go off, and she was calling my house, and she said, where are you? We're waiting here at Wegmans, and I said, oh, goodness, and I had to run all the way to that Wegmans, and we were late. I feel bad about that. I'm sorry. It wasn't actually, I thought I sent, I slept in my parents' bed. That's where the trouble started, because they had an alarm clock and a big bed, and no one was there. I don't know, is that strange? I mean, it was a giant bed. I said, well, I'm going to sleep in this giant bed and live the large life. I was probably staying up playing video games. Okay, so anyway, back to reality. We don't have Wegmans. I got to finish the story, right? The story I went off topic about. So I got a job there, started working there as a cashier. And I don't think I can overstate how difficult that job is and how much people take it for granted, or I did. What I learned is that it was a very intense, you're doing customer service and data entry and checking people out all at the same time. And I'm not suited for any of those things. And I found that out. And you're standing, which is not easy for whatever 4 to 6 to 8 hour shifts. And so it quickly did not go well because my attention to detail and my ability to smile whenever needed was not happening. So, but I remember this friend of mine who's up there somewhere, Alfred, he said, you don't want to be a cashier. You want to work in either the bakery or the dairy or the fruits and vegetables department. Trust me. And I said, this, he doesn't know what he's talking about. The cashiers are where the action is, man. That's where the fame, that's where Hollywood finds celebrities. And that's where as a kid, you always dream of being the cashier. Because the cashiers I had were good. They were smiling and making you feel good and efficient. And also there's cool kids like my friend Pat's brother Dan. He was a cashier. He was good at it, though. So it turns out I wasn't good at it, and I should have stayed. I should have worked in the bakery or in produce. That's where I think Alfred worked, but I didn't. So there's that story. So, okay, but I was going to tell another story because so these, the almond and the coconut flour are going to be foundations of this dish, right, that Stacy gave us. And I thought, oh, well, this is also about the founding of the So the listeners have their own Facebook group, and the two women that founded it were Laura and Alexandra, the flowers of this listener group. You know, they sent me an Antonio Banderas blanket. Yeah, that's from them, the whole Facebook group. And they sent me, like, this great audio message with all these people saying thank you. It was amazing. I cried, and then I cried, and then I cried some more. But so I was thinking about that. It's like, so they just reached out to me, I think separately. This was in, like, 2014 or something. They said, hey, there should be a group for people that listen to podcasts to get together. And I don't know what I said back, like, basically, like, between my job and the podcast, I don't really have any bandwidth, plus I'm not, like, exactly extroverted. And then I think I said, well, let me introduce the two of you to one another, because you both want to start something. And then I said, I think it'd be better if you just started independent of the podcast. I could try to be a member of it. And then I said, but I would appreciate it, you know, if we figure out a way to make it a safe place without, you know, a lot of the stuff that makes social media too intense for me, at least. And I think they started out and they moderated it very well, but eventually they needed to get some extra moderators in there to help them. You know, people come and go. So there was like, and so these are some of the other things we're going to need is these two sugars. These are sugar substitutes from Swerve. I love saying that, Swerve, man. So I have Swerve granulated sugar and Swerve brown sugar. Here, I have it with me. See that? It feels like, even though it's in a bag, it feels like brown sugar in the brown sugar one, huh? So these sugars will represent the former narrators, Lida and Summer, because they were both very sweet people, I guess. I don't know. There's no substitute for them, we'll say. But, you know, people can be a narrator, but you can't, you know, not everybody. It does. Like I said, I couldn't even start a group like that because I said, well, I can't fit it in. And it's not for me. So you say, okay, well, just like other kind of commitments, you say, I could do that for 6 months. So those are four of the ingredients we need. Another one we need is puts some air into it is a baking soda. And so the baking soda will represent the other former narrator, Julie. So that'll be another thing that creates a chemical reaction that allows to put some to aerate things. I think that's what we're using baking powder in this recipe, which I have at home. Then we'll have salt, which I think we'll just say salt rubbers, you know, that's just an element. So it's already there. Pre-nodrators, there was salt. We can all agree on that. Yeah, I'm carrying it with us on our walk because I have an important thing about our walk before we get back. So, what was it? Oh, I'm going through the ingredients now and I'm starting to forget what else we need. So just pardon me. Well, there's eggs. So I think we'll use large eggs for this one. And when I think of eggs, I know Alexandra has chickens, but I also think of like a teacher, which would be Sarah, one of the narrators, is a teacher because they say like being a teacher is like kind of managing little chickadees or hens, you know, things running around and saying, okay, let's have our focus here. So that's what those eggs will be. So, and we'll use large eggs. And the next ingredient I have in here is cinnamon. And when I think of cinnamon, I think of Julie C because of the C, but also because Julie's one of the listeners I've met in the notaries. I met like Alexandra And then the people have come to the live shows. But when I think of cinnamon, Julie C is the one who came up with, who said, hey, what about Friends Beyond the Binary? And I think the idea of Julie C added this ingredient that you could, like I said, this podcast is missing something in the greeting that doesn't make it feel as welcoming. How do I come up with it? Just like when you eat something, you say, what is this that adds a layer to it? Or this is missing something. You won't be missing anything with cinnamon or the ideas from Julie C. So that's the next one. And then another important thing is having in this case, it's a vanilla we're going to put in there. And that makes me think of Jennifer, our moderator. Because again, you see, well, this is an essential ingredient to add something. And that you might not know, especially being a moderator, it's not flashy as people think, much like being a cashier. Like I said, and sometimes you miss out and you see, but if there wasn't the vanilla in there, vanilla extract in this case, so you'd say, well, this is missing something. And without the cinnamon and the vanilla extract, you wouldn't have something as special. So that's what Jennifer adds. And then, now, luckily I brought this in a special container so we could do it with purpose, is butter. And butter is something, that adds flavor. I don't know if it emulsifies or bonds or whatever, but you'd say butter is a big part of it. And that reminds me of the moderator, Keith. And in the group, it seems like Keith adds a lot of songs and fun things, if you were using butter in another situation, you say, oh, butter makes it smooth, rub some butter on it and then it'll get rid of the chafing. So while butter isn't associated with being lighthearted and, that's the connection I make with Keith. But so, yeah, that group of people on and off, and some of them on the whole time, have started the group and then maintained this just group of listeners who just support one another and be kind. And so that's always been amazing to me. So we're going to turn here and you can see this piece of, what do you call this piece of dirt here? So there's we're on the sidewalk, right? On the left are people's homes and their yards. Then there's sidewalk. Then on the right, there's these other small patches of grass. Dog bathrooms would be another way to refer to them as. Though some people don't make them undog friendly. Some people say, I don't bother. It's a dog bathroom. Just keep it as dirt. I like those people. Other people say, let's put something that either grass or some sort of, now I see people using more and more hardy, local or drought tolerant plants or mulch. What is that called between the sidewalk and the road? Because I could write a book about that. You say, my story, my life between the sidewalk and the road as a dog. Couldn't sell a book called As a Dog Bathroom. You could put that in parentheses after the book title, but I don't know what you'd call it anyway. It's my life is a dog bathroom. That wouldn't work. But you see, my life between the sidewalk and the road. Probably just a poem. Oh, yeah, I like that idea. But it was that kind of place, other than dogs going, my dog and other dogs going to the bathroom, a lot of times is a place where I find magical things that people have left outside with an F-R-E-E sign out. F-R-E-E sign on it. Now, we're not allowed to do that where I live now. And I haven't actually, one time my landlord thought that I was the one that broke the rule and sent out a text. And I said, no, it's not my thing that's out there for F-R-E-E. Because he said, well, that's not allowed. And I said, okay, I understand. But before, So usually I just put my stuff. I did have one thing free recently, but I just said, text me when you're here and then I'll bring it out. You know, I posted it on the CL for free. And you got to do that twice because usually you have like 8 people that don't show up. So there was that. Oh, so this is right where I found, and it was a Sunday. I was coming back from my run. That's when I find the magic stuff because garbage day is Monday night. And I guess they think if you put it on a Saturday or Sunday, probably more people walking. Probably your homes. You see, like, I got it. You got to get rid of this. I told you 50,000 times. So this one was a waffle maker. Now, it wasn't in the box, but it said free, only used twice. And it had even had the instruction manual taped to it. And I think it's implied when you say only used twice that it still works. Like, sometimes people put free still works or free doesn't work. It did have, I wouldn't call it an albatross, but I think it was like 2 or 3 Decembers ago, between Christmas and New Year's, I was coming back for a run. It was just starting to rain, and I found there's a TV box for a brand new TV, and it said free. And I said, what in the hey, I might as well take this. And I think it said works, TV works, speakers don't. But it was in like a brand new 2018 TV box, but it was really like a 2007 TV. And I used that as a monitor for my, it was too big for my computer monitor, but I was stubborn. I said, I'm going to use it anyway. It took up my whole desk. And so then I stopped using my desk. So eventually, because of 2020, that was what I put on free Craigslist free, and somebody picked it up. So it was in my place for like 2 years. Poor thing. Didn't get much attention. But so here I found this waffle maker. And I never owned a waffle maker. My mother owns a waffle maker, I think. And so I said, free, only used twice. And part of me sometimes says, just keep walking. The old condo in me. You know, that little piece of Marie that lives deep inside me. And so, but Marie would be proud of me in this case, because I said, keep walking, do not stop and pick up that waffle maker. But the little boy didn't, he said, but it's a waffle maker. We don't have what do we have to lose here? And then it got me. He said, well, what if we walk by it? And then wouldn't you regret not trying it to see if it actually works? So we could always leave it sitting around our apartment for 2 or 3 years and then put it on Craigslist and it only used 3 times. And I said, okay, you're right. So I took it home that day. I haven't named it, but oh boy, has this become a staple of my home. This waffle maker, this little waffle maker of mine, it won't be long that it'll shine. And I'm not sure if I made something that day or not, but I don't think I ran home and cooked waffles that day that I can think of. And I didn't go on any blogs that day or night, but the first thing I waffled, which this is a free recipe. We're not going to make it because we're making Stacy's recipes. And oh, let's start. But well, I'll show you the waffle maker because we're back. And you could start preparing. Now we're going to make this Stacy's dish 3 ways. 2 ways are already in production, so we really only have to make it 1 way now with us together. So first thing I want you to do is, you brought a sifter, right? No? Okay. Well, first thing is Google how to replace a sifter, and then I want you to take a. So I have everything laid out because I already made it. What did I use to sift? A sifter substitute. Okay, but you're going to take a half cup of almond flour and 4 tablespoons of coconut flour. Okay. And, what are we making? Cinnamon coffee cake 3 ways, my dear. What do you think? We're making it in honor of, the listener Facebook group and the moderators, moderating coffee cake. Okay, so a half cup of almond flour and 4 tablespoons of coconut flour and 1 teaspoon of baking powder, okay? And sift that up while I talk about this waffle maker. This is a Presto. I don't know if it, I call it Presto. I'm going to start calling it Presto 9000. And you'd say, Scoots, would you recommend me purchasing a Presto 9000? I'd say, no, I don't, this is the only waffle maker I've ever known. So I can't say for sure that this is a waffle. This is a waffle maker for me. So what did I do? I came home, I wiped it off. And then I don't know if it was the first day or the second day, but I really lucked out in this some sense because I've been trying to eat more oatmeal. My friend Lauren, who makes a criminal podcast, and I have been talking oatmeal, like different oatmeals. So I've been eating more oatmeal, but then a lot of times my oatmeal's cold. So I said, wait a second, I have cold day-old oatmeal in my refrigerator in a bowl, and I have a waffle maker here, and I don't have the wherewithal. I just think it was a whatever day. So it's either a Sunday or Monday, and on a Monday I can't have waffles just because it's too much of a treat, and I'm not, can't have any treat till my day, that like Saturday or Sunday. So I said, okay, well, we can't have that, like, so we can't have a waffle. I'm into all or nothing living, yes. But so I said, well, I wonder what happened if I put, and then that same part of me, the condo within me, said, are you going to read the instructions? And I said, I laughed like that. I said, well, if you, what you say it. Now, the only instruction I read other than plug it in, and that, like, was that don't spray it. You don't need to spray it with anything. So what's the first thing I did was then you preheat it for 4 minutes. So I preheated it. And then, of course, I sprayed it because, and I think maybe it said 4 minutes aside for waffles. So I sprayed it just because I said oatmeal. I don't want to ruin the waffle maker on the first try by following the instructions. I mean, who would do that? Okay, great job on sifting. While you're doing that, can you take the 5 tablespoons of butter that I've been carrying around? You know, this is side-warmed butter. I've been carrying it next to me, so it's human-warmed butter. It's been melted by my heart. So first successful, this butter says, I've been melted by your heart, Scoots. So that butter's ready. And then what you could do is we got the oven preheated because there's stuff in the oven. Oh, can you put salt in there with what you've sifted? Great job sifting, by the way. Like, if I ever need anybody to sift or anything, you're at the top of my list. Okay, so in a separate bowl, you're going to combine the butter, the eggs, and the great thing is we didn't heat the butter. It's just warmed, so it's soft. So the 4 eggs, the butter, the vanilla. Why don't you mix those first, and then add just go ahead and do that. You're right. So then what I did was I put the oatmeal once the thing was preheated. I just put it in there. I sprayed it first, which I think was wrong, because it's really hard to clean the spray out of there. But so then I sprayed it, and then I put the oatmeal in, and then I waffled the oatmeal. And I realized that, like, 2018 just called and said, yeah, everybody was waffling everything in 2018, Scoots. Where were you? And I say, trying to listen to Marie Kondo and not buy a waffle maker irresponsibly. But I can tell you that the waffling of the oatmeal, I think I said, let's do 3 minutes instead of 4 minutes because this isn't a waffle. I did 3 minutes each side. Now, it came out not like a waffle, but not like oatmeal. Like, so it was oatmeal, but it had a little bit of crispiness and caramelization to it. And this was oatmeal that I made in the Instant Pot with blueberries and a little bit of cinnamon sugar. And since then, I've upped my game to add a little bit of some sort of fat. Like, I added, like, so that when you don't need to spray it. It doesn't hold up as well. But the last time I made I'll make 1 cup of oatmeal, 2 cups of liquid, whatever liquid you want, milk, almond milk, whatever. Then you could put like bananas in there or fruits. And the great thing about the Instant Pot is then the fruits kind of cook with the oatmeal, so they kind of fall apart and really spread the flavor around. So bananas and blueberries are what I like in there. But I also added some coconut, what was that called? Coconut oil that time. Maybe a tablespoon of it. And that really added something. But this time it was just a canola oil spray and old oatmeal. And it still came out good. The only thing I added to it was some like ready-made whipped cream, generic from the big box grocery store. Because it's a low impact way to like make something feel luxurious. Okay, so you're done with that. So now we're going to put in 2 tablespoons of Swerve brown sugar substitute and 2 tablespoons of Swerve granulated sugar substitute. And you have the vanilla in there. One of the ones I made, so I made two different, so before you got here, I made cupcakes with this recipe and a cake in a square, like a brownie cake pan. And in the cake one, I added, I added a ripe banana and some walnuts. So that'll kind of give us like a cinnamon banana bread type version. The cupcakes are just a straight race recipe. And Sophia loves the cupcake versions of these because it's easy to have as a snack. Another, like, oh, but when I made the cupcakes, sorry, I did change it. I added, instead of vanilla extract for the cupcakes, I added almond extract. And then instead of 5 tablespoons of butter, I added 3 tablespoons of butter and 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. But this one, we're staying true to Stacy's thing, even though we're not following. Scoots, I can never do anything straightforward. It's just a... It's not how I operate. Okay, so where was I? I totally am lost. So you've got the sugar. Let me just double check. So we have cinnamon, sugar, eggs, vanilla, and butter, and you're getting that together. And then you can, once you do that, then start you don't want to over mix it, I guess, but you want to stir the liquid ingredient into the dry ingredients and then grab my spatula too while you stir it. You go ahead and stir at your own pace. The waffle maker has been preheating for 3.5 minutes. So that's like this. So the oatmeal comes out pretty good in a waffle maker. Now, the good thing is about having a free waffle maker is you don't have to worry about, well, what if that messes up the waffle maker? Like if you got it as a gift or paid for it, you'd say, I've put everything in here now. Like sandwiches, oatmeal is probably the wildest one. I'm trying to think of other stuff. I haven't done everything yet, but if I'm going to eat something, I might as well put it in the waffle it first. I mean, what do you call that? Seitan? Not that kind of seitan. S-E-I-T-I-A-N or whatever. It's like vital wheat gluten or something. It's like a meat substitute. That did not work in the waffle maker. But I did make a quesadilla from it that did work, a waffle-a-dilla. So that had seitan. I don't know how to say it, but so that had that meat substitute and cheese and sour cream, I think, and tortillas. And I just waffled that. Came out delicious. That one, I may have sprayed on that one too, which I probably, maybe I didn't. And I said, wow, it still came out fine. But I see why they say don't spray it, because it's just not made for spray. Also, you want to have something heavy around. Again, this is why I don't pay. This is why I'm glad. This is the Presto 9000. It could take anything, because it's half imaginary. But I really do take my, what is that called? What is this thing called that I'm holding in my hand? Oh, cast iron frying pan. And then I put that on top. So that smooshes down things like the seitan quesadilla or sandwiches. Oh, what sandwiches have I made? pastrami on rye, roast beef on rye, Swiss and sauerkraut on rye, PB&J. I plan on making, well, anyway, let's get, we got to get this in here. So the great thing is you're ready to go. I've run this recipe before because I wasn't about to, you know, I didn't want to embarrass Stacy by, first of all, changing, you know, how to cook a recipe. Just so you know, in the oven, when you make these, the ones I made here that were pulling out of the oven, they were in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes. You just want to make sure they're golden brown. See, oh boy, don't those look good? Yeah, they smell delicious. So the, so we're going to pour the batter in. The batter will make about two, for the Presto 9000, two full waffles, which is technically eight waffles because this is one big circle that's in quarters. And according to Waffle Box International, because I've checked a different, you know, made other waffles on the weekend, that equals four waffles. One of these waffles is the equivalent of four waffles. And if you're getting technical, now this is Stacy's recipe will make eight waffles then, or for us, two waffles. So yeah, about half the batter. Yeah, just, oh, wow. And that's it. We close it up. And now I'm going to do, I do 3 minutes a side with this one. So we're going to prep everything. And I highly suggest go ahead and have one of the cupcakes by themselves. Like they're, when they're warm, they don't really need anything. I mean, they're like already buttery. Yeah. Oh, wow. Isn't that good? Yeah. And then we'll cut this cake up. And again, you could add something, but this spirit of Stacy's recipe is that this is like just great by itself. Like, you don't have to add any real sugar. I mean, the only thing I will put whipped cream on this waffle once it's done. But yeah, so go ahead and have the, that's the banana walnut. And yeah, and just think about, like, as we eat, we're eating with gratitude towards the moderators and for Stacy for not just being a moderator of the Facebook group. So she's nourishing the community of Sleep With Me listeners and us. But really, as we eat it, think about the nourishment of kindness and treating people with dignity and respect. And sometimes it's a nourishment we don't even know we're getting. Till we're already full and you say, wow, like, and it's easy to forget, you know, we're all human beings. So nobody's perfect and you know, we just want to try to slow down. And for me, at least, I got to speak for myself. But I'm just amazed at the kindness of all of those people, Alexandra, Laura, Summer, Sarah, Stacy, Julie, Jennifer, Keith, Lida, everybody that put, you know, that they put their time and caring into the community for other people. And, you know, it's almost time to flip it. Not quite time. I know. I get like that too. It's like kind of steaming out. The good thing is with the waffle, you don't have to use the cast iron pan. Because it's a batter, where something else, yeah, we'd have to like weigh it down or whatever. But yeah, so what was I saying? I have no idea. Other waffle things. Here's the thing: if you don't have a waffle maker, again, Stacy's recipe, you just make it as a coffee cake. You can make it as coffee cupcakes. If you want to make waffles, another way I've done it is that I have a cast iron griddle on one side and a grill on the other side. And I'll make like, I call them waffle cakes. That's what before I had a waffle maker, that's what I'd make. It's kind of like a pancake. It's kind of like a waffle. You make it on the grill. Again, this is an indoor cast iron grill. And so you cook it on one side and then you flip it and cook it on the other. It's kind of like a striped waffle. But, I mean, this waffle maker has brought me joy. I can't believe, I'm sure that, like, you should only buy a waffle maker if you, like, it gets, like, that's the nice thing about having the Presto 9000. I say, okay, I'm using this thing, and it's bringing me joy. But I also didn't buy it on an impulse. I just picked it up on the street. We were supposed to flip. Oh, you flipped it 40 seconds ago. Thank you. Thank goodness. Okay, so let's get our plates together. I'll be honest that this, you know, we had a little bit of stuff. Usually of 25% of one of these waffles to 50% is enough for me for regular breakfast. So, like, that's all I'm going to have. But I'm going to get our plates ready here. Because, yeah, if you eat it right out of there. And all we need to do is unplug the thing. But, yeah, while we're saying, I just wanted to say thanks. For being here for me. And I know we had to do this virtually, so I appreciate you virtually joining me. But it's cool how I have that person running the food right to you, because you're just like not that far away. And how much I appreciate everybody's kindness for the podcast. These moderators, really moderators, that you put so much work and time into other people in a community is such an example of the world that I want to live in. And I really, really appreciate it. Okay, yeah, you're getting ready? Well, we're almost ready. We got about 40 more seconds. And yeah, we could count down as everybody drifts off into dreamland, and then we'll enjoy these wonderful cakes and waffles by way of Stacy. Thank you, Stacy. And yeah, I could say, like, I could count down from 10, but like longer than like 9. Then what comes after 9, I always wonder, is like another number. 8 is the number that comes after 9. And then you count down, you go 10, 9, 8, and then you say 8, 8, 8, 7. 9, 8, 7? Really? If 9, 8, 7, then it would be 6. And then it'd say, oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because it's time to take in. What I do is I just flip it, I drop the waffle on the plate like that, and we're done. Soft and pillowy. Like a trip off to dreamland. Good night. All right. I want to thank everybody that supported the show on Patreon recently. I want to thank Deb, Matthew, and Clement. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Genevieve, Adam, and Becca. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. John, Laura, and Jack. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Ashley, Laura, and Marilyn. Thank you. Thanks, good night. Esther, Blue, and Mike. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Laura, Robin, and Mikkel. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Abby, Amy, and Kim, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jason, Kat, and Wanaka, thank you, thanks, and good night. Catherine, Susan, and Ruth, thank you, thanks, and good night. Juliet, Krista, and Laurel, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kirsten, Doug, and Natalie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Angela, Gail, and Eileen, thank you, thanks, and good night. Chad, Melinda, and Lee, thank you, thanks, and good night. Tammy, Lara, and Isabel, thank you, thanks, good night. Jay, Anxiety, and Mautor, thank you, thanks, good night. Mary, Jennifer, Karen, and Karen, thank you, thanks, good night. Sherry, Mark, and Daniel, thank you, thanks, good night. Carrie, Ariel, and Laura, thank you, thanks, good night. Sophia, Kat, and Alexander, thanks, good night. Sarah, Jari, and Sarah, thank you, thanks, good night. Kat, John, and Rochelle, thank you, thanks, good night. Shannon, Monica, and Casey, thanks, good night. And AB, and Lara, thanks, good night. Thank you so much, everybody, for supporting the show. On Patreon, thanks, everybody, that supports the sponsors. Those are kind of the ways we're able to bring this show free twice a week. And a free way to help the podcast is just spread the word, let people know about it in your life, or let people know about podcasts in general. It'll help Sleep With Me, even if you don't mention Sleep With Me, really. Show people how to use their podcast apps, what other podcasts you listen to. Talk to them, what do they like to listen to, and then show them how to listen on their phone. Or tell them to ask their smart speaker and also just take a few minutes and show them, hey, this is how you set a sleep timer. Oh, this is how you change the volume or the speed. Take a few minutes and help somebody discover podcasts in the whole world to be thankful. Thank you so much and good night. All right, everybody, this is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast, your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. And then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcasts and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea With Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a posty special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all night episode came out. That's all night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all night. TNG and cut new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out May 2nd, April 18th, April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets. An all night intro on April 3rd, April March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story-only feed and in the ad-free feed, both of those. We had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch, Bring It On, Part 2 came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix episode 3 came out, Fairy Cake Woods. Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cuckoo, Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks, Episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix Episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails from people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, yeah, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep this all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show or let me become an annual supporter because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix. So as we roll on from here, Multiplex Episode 6, bringing on Part 1, and then bringing on Intro, and then the bringing on Intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial. Or refer people to the show. We just had two people cross the three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.